Dimitrov skins Moran, deliberately flying to collide there. And it's got to be another penalty. Yes, there's the whistle.
The leprechauns had risen into the air again, and this time they formed a giant hand, which was making a very rude sign indeed at the Vela across the field. At this, the Vela lost control. Instead of dancing, they launched themselves across the field and began throwing what seemed to be handfuls of fire at the leprechauns. Watching through his omnioculars, Harry saw that they didn't look remotely beautiful now. On the contrary, their faces were elongating into sharp, cruel-beaked bird heads, and long, scaly wings were bursting from their shoulders.
"And that, boys," yelled Mr. Weasley over the tumult of the crowd below, "is why you should never go for looks alone."
Ministry wizards were flooding onto the field to separate the Vela and the leprechauns, but with little success. Meanwhile, the pitch battle below was nothing to the one taking place above. Harry turned this way and that, staring through his omnioculars as the quaffle changed hands with the speed of a bullet.
"Levski, Dimitrov, Moran, Troy, Mullet, Ivanova, Moran again, Moran, Moran scores!"
But the cheers of the Irish supporters were barely heard over the shrieks of the Vela, the blast now issuing from the ministry members' wands and the furious roars of the Bulgarians. The game recommenced immediately. Now Levski had the quaffle, now Dimitrov. The Irish beater Quigley swung heavily at a passing bludger and hit it as hard as possible toward Crum, who did not duck quickly enough. It hit him full in the face.
There was a deafening groan from the crowd. Crumb's nose looked broken. There was blood everywhere. But Hassan Mustafa didn't blow his whistle. He had become distracted, and Harry couldn't blame him. One of the Vela had thrown a handful of fire and set his broom tail alight.
Harry wanted someone to realize that Crumb was injured. Even though he was supporting Ireland, Crumb was the most exciting player on the field. Ron obviously felt the same.
"Time out! Ah, oh, come on! He can't play like that! Look at him!"
"Look at Lynch!"
Harry yelled, for the Irish seeker had suddenly gone into a dive, and Harry was quite sure that this was no Ronski feint. This was the real thing.
"He's seen the snitch!" Harry shouted. "He's seen it! Look at him go!"
Half the crowd seemed to have realized what was happening. The Irish supporters rose in another great wave of green, screaming their seeker on. But Crum was on his tail. How he could see where he was going, Harry had no idea. There were flecks of blood flying through the air behind him, but he was drawing level with Lynch now as the pair of them hurtled toward the ground again.
"They're going to crash!"
shrieked Hermione.
"They're not!"
roared Ron.
"Lynch is!"
yelled Harry. And he was right. For the second time, Lynch hit the ground with tremendous force and was immediately stampeded by a horde of angry Vela.
"The snitch! Where's the snitch?"
bellowed Charlie along the row.
"He's got it! Crumb's got it! It's all over!"
shouted Harry. Crumb, his red robe shining with blood from his nose, was rising gently into the air, his fists held high, a glint of gold in his hand. The scoreboard was flashing Bulgaria 160, Ireland 170 across the crowd, who didn't seem to have realized what had happened. Then, slowly, as though a great jumbo jet were revving up, the rumbling from the Ireland supporters grew louder and louder and erupted into screams of delight.
"Ireland wins!" Bagman shouted, who, like the Irish, seemed to be taken aback by the sudden end of the match. "Crum gets the snitch, but Ireland wins! Good Lord, I don't think any of us expected that."